Hello and welcome back to How to Learn a Language, the podcast all about how to learn a language, or languages, plural. And I suppose in a way that's what we're talking about today, because we're going to be talking about why, if you're learning languages, especially if you're learning multiple languages, you need to understand a little bit about applied linguistics and how this can help you get better at the whole process of language learning. So we'll get into it in just a second. But first of all, a little introduction, a little reminder, as always, if you are enjoying the podcast, to like, to subscribe, to leave a little review, especially a rating or a review, because that really does help to tell the podcast system where you're listening to this that you enjoy what you hear and that other people might like it too. And then that gets the show spread even further. And who doesn't want more people to know all about how to learn a language? That's pretty cool. So, and I also want to shout out another podcast that I've discovered recently and haven't had a chance to listen to yet because I discovered it yesterday, so I'll explain. So I just got back from a little weekend away with my sister. It was her birthday. So we took a trip that initially we actually had booked for 2020. Obviously didn't happen. And so I kept the money that she'd paid me for hotels and for accommodation, flights, whatever. And we're like, yeah, whenever we get to go, we'll do it. And then like, here we are, 3 years later, finally got to go away. So we went to Tallinn and went to Helsinki for the day as well on the ferry, which is really cool. But in Tallinn, we went to this museum, just kind of on a whim, just discovered it as we were walking around, called the Banned Books Museum. And it was so cool. And they had a section in there as well about languages, about sort of endangered or extinct languages, where there were cases where, you know, the books teaching those languages had been banned. And oh, it was just so good to see that in this museum about the broader topic of banned books. And there is a podcast that the guy who I spoke to that runs this museum interviews authors of banned books. It's called Banned Voices. I've started following it. I've got it ready to go. Haven't listened yet, but I'm sure it's going to be amazing. So I wanted to recommend that to you as well. All right then, let's get into today's episode. So I'm going to give you 5 reasons why all polyglots need to understand applied linguistics. And I'm also going to start very honestly by saying that, you know, up until a few years ago, I didn't really know what applied linguistics was, what that meant. You know, I knew what linguistics was, basically the science of language, the study of how language works. But the applied bit, I'm like, well, what's the difference? And so I wanted to talk about that, because maybe you're kind of wondering the same thing. Maybe you've heard me talk about this before, and maybe you've heard other people talk about this kind of concept of applied linguistics and kind of wondered what I was thinking as well. Like, well, I don't really know what it is. So here's where we are right now. So after 2.5 years of part-time distance learning, I finally completed my MA in applied linguistics in January 2023. And I've learned a lot in that time, and so much of what I learned has really impacted my own language learning and the way that I help others learn how to learn languages better too. So I want to talk a little bit about that, because, you know, it's taught me more than anything that the more you know and understand on a kind of broader, wider, more sort of holistic scale about language learning and how we learn languages, the better you are at doing that thing yourself. First of all then, what is applied linguistics? As we said, linguistics, the science of language. So it's everything from how babies go from babbles to words, how words work, what we say with and without words, and for us, the big one, how we learn languages. And there's so much more. You know, that's just a few examples of the kinds of things that linguistics covers. And so applied linguistics then is, in my opinion, where the fun happens. So this is where linguistic knowledge gets applied to real life situations. So again, in our case, this is the scenario of language learning. So it's understanding a bit about linguistics itself and then applying it to your language learning. So for me, and for the work I do, you know, with Lindsay Does Languages, it's about applying linguistic knowledge to help you learn languages better. And what I love about this is that it allows us to go way beyond kind of anecdotal advice or surface level tips and really dig a layer deeper than most resources do or can. Because like I say, the more that we know, the more we can uncover, the more we can dig in, and the more we can also make it personalized and make it more of a kind of bespoke experience, because it's really about you. You know, bottom line, it's you learning the language. It's not me. You know, I'm learning my languages, you're learning yours, and we are different people. So it's understanding how we can just tweak and make the changes needed. Why then is applied linguistics worth your time and your effort learning for language learners? You know, if you're thinking, oh yeah, but I really want to spend the limited time that I have for language learning on the actual language learning itself, right? Why would you like add more more stuff to do, more things to think about? And there's a few reasons. That's what we're going to get into in this episode. But overall, it makes you better at stuff when you understand a bit of the how and the why behind it. If we take, let's say, food as an example, when you follow a restrictive diet because someone told you it's a good idea, then you might find those Ben and Jerry's cravings difficult to deal with when they come along, right? However, when you understand even just a little more about nutrition or sugar or cravings, you know how to respond more appropriately for you in that situation, right? So if you're following someone else's diet plan or food plan and it says no Ben and Jerry's under any circumstances whatsoever, and you think, okay, well, that's what they've told me to do and they must know better than me, so I'm going to follow, then you're probably going to want Ben and Jerry's at some point and you're probably going to get hungry, right? But the more that you know for yourself about nutrition, sugar, cravings, about why you want these things, about emotional eating, all of the things, right? All of the elements that could play a part into why you are craving Ben and Jerry's in that moment, for you particularly, you know the best way for you to react, right? You don't need to follow someone else's diet plan. You follow your own intuitive eating. And that's how I see this. I see applied linguistics and sharing that sort of knowledge with you. And it's the kind of stuff that we do in Language Life. We'll talk more about that later on. But it's like, I see that as giving you and sharing with you the tools to make your own decisions. So this means that applied linguistics is really worth learning for language learners, because it gives you a better understanding of what you're doing, gives you more self-compassion, allows you to make better decisions, improves your speed and ability to learn languages, and demystifies learning multiple languages. There are five reasons. They're what we're going to talk about in more detail one by one. We'll go over them again. It gives you a better understanding of what you're doing. Two, gives you more self-compassion. Three, allows you to make better decisions. Four, improves your speed and ability to learn languages. And five, demystifies learning multiple languages. Okay, you ready to dig even deeper into each of those? Let's go. Reason number one then, applied linguistics gives you a better understanding of what you're doing. So knowing some basics of second language acquisition findings and how to apply this to your own situation really, really does help to give you a better understanding of what you're doing, how to make it better, and why you're doing it. And a lot of language learners start out with a resource or two and maybe follow through in order, kind of like we were taught in school. They never deviate from the order provided in front of them. And as a result of this, often find language learning boring, restrictive, too slow, or too difficult. And maybe you can relate to this, right? I can as well. And even now, you know, even knowing this stuff, there's moments where I kind of find myself slipping into that. I'm like, okay, on to chapter two. And that's fine if it's working, right? So it's really not uncommon. There's really no shame in you know, following through in order if that's working for you. But as soon as I began to understand more about the activities I was doing to learn languages, I gained more confidence in taking more control of my learning, in diverging a little bit off of that path that was laid out in front of me in the book, right? So this means that now, if I'm doing something language learning related, it's with intention. And yes, that includes even the fun stuff like music and film. That can be made intentional without being made boring. That's exactly what Music Maestro and Watch and Learn, the mini courses I have available for incorporating music and film into your language learning, are all about. I'll link to those in the show notes so you can see. But it's really about, you know, knowing why things work and don't work for me as well. And honestly, you already have what you need for that bit because it starts with you. So understanding more about applied linguistics has allowed me to give myself permission to put myself front and center of any language learning experience. And honestly, it kind of leads quite nicely to number two. And number two is that applied linguistics gives you more self-compassion. Now, I know. It's really easy to dismiss this one as a bit of a passing trend because there's a lot of talk in recent years about mindfulness and self-acceptance and self-compassion and all of that stuff. And you think, oh, yeah, okay, I hear those words, you know, I kind of skim over it, like whatever, it's the go-to, it's the trend right now, meditate, blah, 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 whatever. I get it. You feel like you know what's about to be said and you already know that it matters and you're going to start doing it tomorrow, right? I get it. And it can feel distant as well when we think of mindfulness as this kind of exclusive, like white privileged person who has all the time to meditate for an hour each morning, complete with crystals and incense by their side. And, you know, I'm thinking like the song Mood Ring by Lorde, you know, that kind of satirical take on all of it. And don't get me wrong, you know, I love a Yoga with Adrian video as much as the next person, but there's multiple ways that mindfulness can show up in our lives beyond dedicating hours of our week to a downward dog, right? So I encourage you to keep listening with an open mind. We're going to talk about self-compassion. Here's an example of how this shows up and why this might be something you want to consider thinking about a little bit more. So imagine a friend of yours is learning Portuguese, right? It's their first time learning the language, and so they are updating you, their friend, who loves languages, frequently, almost maybe too frequently, as in screenshots of their progress after every session on Duolingo. And, you know, it's a lot, but you're proud and you don't want to dismiss or discourage language learning, so you reply when you can, at least with a supportive GIF or a thumbs up emoji, right? Then it's been about a week and you're thinking, huh, I've not had any Duolingo updates from Portuguese Paul. I hope he's doing okay. So you drop a quick text, just checking in. Hey, Paul, how's the Portuguese going? Missing your updates. And Paul replies. And you're sensing maybe Portuguese Paul is a little bit deflated. And he says, well, I missed a day after a stressful and busy day at work. And then the next day I was too tired. And then I felt kind of ashamed that I'd broken my streak. So I don't want to start again until I'm ready to keep a streak longer than before. But I don't know. You know, maybe I'm not cut out for this language thing like you are. Do you reply with A, that's right, Paul. You freaking suck. I can't believe you missed a day. And then another day right after. Do you have zero willpower? Do you even want to speak Portuguese? Because if you did, you'd be like me and you'd be fluent already. What a loser. Or do you reply with B? Oh, no. I know the feeling. But hey, missing a couple of days isn't the end. I know you've got what it takes to get back on that horse. And this time, if you miss a day, know that it's okay. It happens. We all get busy and tired from time to time. And the best language learners know this and know what and how to dive back in. I know that's you. Go for it, Paul. I am waiting for your next Duolingo screenshot. You'd reply with B, right? I hope. Now, think about how you'd respond if Paul was you. If you missed a day and then 2 days, and then a week? Do you talk to yourself with more style A or B? Because too many of us talk to ourselves with A, which kind of sucks. Because as we've seen, we don't treat others with that level of denigration. We don't talk to Paul like we talk to ourselves. So why? Why do we talk to ourselves that way? The one person we spend our entire lives with. And when you understand the basics of applied linguistics, you have a better understanding of how language learning works. That self-compassion is the first thing that grows within us. And it is a beautiful and important change that happens. Okay, reason number three, applied linguistics allows you to make better decisions. So how often then have you sat down with an hour or so to get to kind of dedicate to language learning, and finally, this is the time you've been after, just you and your languages, and then when that time comes to an end, you feel like you actually didn't achieve all too much? And a lot of this has to do with the decisions that we make during that time, right? For example, maybe we overestimate what we can do in that hour and we sit a huge pile of books next to us. And this leaves us feeling down when at the end of the hour, we only had time for one chapter from one book. Or perhaps you think, yeah, I can listen to Friends in French in the background as I write my response to my next French prompt. And then it's that episode that guest features that person from that other show that you vaguely remember, but you can't remember their name. So you get distracted and you check the IMDb page for the episode and you find them and, oh, they're in that show. Now I remember. And you open the Wikipedia page and, oh, I never knew they were married to that person. And, oh, interesting. And yeah. Maybe it is interesting, but your French prompt has gone unwritten 1 hour later. And hey, I'm not going to claim, no way am I going to claim that understanding applied linguistics eliminates procrastination. No, not at all. And besides, you know, procrastination can be a good thing. It's a useful part of the process often. But what I will say is that understanding applied linguistics leads us to making better decisions as language learners. So if you do still want to listen to Friends in French, if you go down that guest feature rabbit hole, you're thinking, okay, I see what's happening here. I'm going to do this in French. I'm going to look at their Wikipedia page in French, right? You're making better decisions. Number four, applied linguistics improves your speed and ability to learn languages. Okay, we want it fast. We want it easy, and the modern obsession of instant gratification just really hasn't done the world of language learning many favors. It means that resources feel pressured to claim that this one thing they offer will finally get you to the level that you want in X hours, days, weeks, months, never years. That's too long, you understand, right? If you put, you will be fluent in Arabic in 7 years after buying this book, no one's going to buy the book, right? So I get why this exists. And not only that, it'll be easy. It's not going to be hard or boring or frustrating like back in school. Okay, so that's what you see on the front of the book or on the webpage for the online course. But more often than not, having these promises presented to us from the get-go means that when after X days or weeks or months, we're still no further along than an hola and a gracias, we blame ourselves. Because the book said it. It's right there on the cover. So I must be the problem. Not quite. First of all, again, with the self-compassion, right? Be kind to yourself and recognize that you did nothing wrong. You likely did what you could at your pace. And you're still further along than you were at the start, even if that further along doesn't feel much further along at all. Secondly, taking a moment at this stage to learn how to learn a language and to discover all of the things that you can do to make language learning fit you better, that is what is truly going to make things easier and quicker. And again, because you are at the center, not someone else's agenda. And reason number five, Applied linguistics demystifies learning multiple languages. There are a lot of questions. Do you have to wait until you are B2 in German before starting Dutch? Should the multiple languages that you learn even be from the same family like German and Dutch? Will that be too confusing? Or would German and Korean be a better combo? There's just endless questions about learning multiple languages, and understandably so, right? Because it does feel like this huge mythical thing. And the more that you understand about applied linguistics as a language learner, the more those questions become demystified and the more confident you feel to learn multiple languages, which is, you know, quite the win. So the truth is that there's no magic level that unlocks the ability to add in another language. This isn't like a video game where you have to finish one bit to unlock the next bit. There's no secret way to not mix up multiple languages. You probably will say a word in German when you're trying to speak Dutch. Whatever is going to happen, it's fine. There's no surprise combination of languages that can be learnt perfectly at the same time. Instead, what there is science and research that can help you make informed decisions about how you want to approach multiple languages in ways that suit you. And that is what's really going to open this up and completely demystify this whole world of learning multiple languages. Now, if you want more on this topic, because this can feel like a lot, it can feel like quite overwhelming, and I've kind of, you know, covered a broad base today of all of the areas that, well, I say all of the areas, like some of the core areas at least that applied linguistics can help you with. And like I say, it's very much about putting you at the center and then understanding everything around so that you can act best and step forward with your best foot forward in the best way for you, rather than following someone else's advice. And so in language life, that is what it's about. When it comes to, second language acquisition and applied linguistics, it can feel like a lot. There's a lot of research to draw from. And I filter this down in language life to help you avoid overwhelm and to give you the core stuff that you need to know to go forward making those better informed decisions. So if you want to learn more, I have a little something that I think you're going to love. It is a free 13-minute video which shares the one thing all language learners need to start doing today for better, lighter, happier progress. The link is in the description, or I'll tell you it now as well. You can visit lindsaydoeslanguages.com/secret-video, all one word. And you can sign up to watch that now. And there may just be a little extra special gift as well when you get that video too. That is it for today's episode. Any questions, anything like that, do feel free to reach out. It's lindsay@doeslanguages.com, and I will speak to you very, very soon. As I said at the top of the episode, have a wonderful rest of your day, and do pop in a little rating, a little review, a little subscribe, a like, a follow, whatever it is on the podcast place where you're listening to this right now, and it will be very much appreciated. And I'll speak to you very soon. Have a wonderful rest of your day. Bye.